season, and one of the new players he just got to commit from is a junior college guard. Jonah Antonio is on the horn with Cofield and Company. What's up, Jonah?
Hey, how y'all?
We are good. We are good. So right out of the gates, tell us why UNLV, why Coach Ott's?
Oh, man, well, I mean, Coach Ott's, he's a great person. You know, last summer when I was leaving Mount St. Mary's, he recruited me to South Dakota State. You know, I took a visit, really liked him. You know, just didn't think I could sit out there, you know, and sit out again. So I decided to take the junior college route. He continued to recruit me. You know, we just built, you know, a really, really strong relationship. And I told him, like, if you leave anywhere, you know, I'll follow you, you know. I think, and I got to the point where I had three schools left: SMU, Seton Hall, UNLV. I had to set up a visit for Seton Hall this next coming weekend, and then I just thought, you know, bugger it. Why would I waste people's time when I know what I'm doing, know where I'm going, and I'm excited about UNLV and what Coach Ott's is going to bring.
So let's get this straight. Did you visit any of the schools?
Nah, I called them up and canceled them.
Really?
Yeah.
So you have not been to Vegas yet, or you have?
Nah, never in my life. I'm coming out there next weekend.
Okay.
What do you know about Vegas?
Honestly, not much, eh? You know, I've seen The Hangover. That's about it. casinos, a touristy kind of spot. A lot of blokes like to get out there, have some fun, you know. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. You know, just little stuff like that, you know what I mean? But not too much.
So really, in the end, it was about Otzelberger, right?
Yeah, all about Coach Ott, man. I think a big thing for me was, you know, getting to the tournament. And I asked Coach Ott, like, look, man, like, can we do it? You know, like, are you 100% sure this is what's best for me, and we can win, and we can go? And he convinced me. You know, I believe him. You know, and I believe we're going to win a lot of games. I believe we're going to get to the tournament.
All right, well, let's talk about your specialties. What is your biggest strength?
Yep. Shooting, three-point shooting. You know, that's what I do. I live and die by a three. I'll make a career out of it for sure. You know, I think next season I'll be the best three-point shooter in college basketball under Coach Ott's system. His system is unbelievable. You know, you look at his numbers at South Dakota State, so efficient, the ball moves, you know, so it'll be the first time for me playing in a system that really fits my game, you know, and I'm really excited for it, man. It couldn't be better, honestly.
Well, talk about that. The system that you played in at the Division I level before was a very unique system. Do you think, you know, the defense and the way that was played at Mount St. Mary's was not beneficial to you?
It was strange. You know, we had Junior Robinson. You know, he was a senior at the time, 5'5", little fella. You know, and he was trying to get 30 every night. So we didn't really have great team chemistry, and you know, we didn't move. It was more ball screen, you know, influence, you know, and then him going to work, and then if he doesn't have a shot, pass it. But the defense, we started off in man, and you know, the man, I love man, you know, because I got to get a good matchup every night, you know, and I got to rebound. But when we changed the zone, rebounding numbers dropped a lot. You know, defense, it's hard to tell if you're a good defender or not because you're playing an area. So I didn't enjoy it, honestly. And I wasn't too happy with it, but you know, that's the part of basketball. You're listening to your coach and you own, do what he says. So that's just how it was.
That's Jonah Antonio, first commit for TJ Otzelberger, UNLV's new coach. Yeah, I actually saw you described as a rugged defender, which you generally don't get when you hear sharpshooter, but you like playing defense.
Yeah, and I love defense. I want to play the best players. You know, I want to prove, you know, that I can stop them, and then I can go down the other end and splash a three on their face. You know, so I take pride in it, man. It's something you need to do. You know, and a lot of people probably, you know, be like, oh, he's the white shooter. You can't do anything else but shoot. But you know, I'll prove everyone wrong with that. It's just a matter of time.
All right, I got some strange questions for you, so I'm going to condition you with these strangest. First of all, who's the chick on your banner on your Twitter page?
That's my missus.
Okay.
Yep.
Is she coming to Vegas with you?
Not sure.
Uh-oh.
Not sure.
You may want to bring her. There's Vegas is pretty good for other missus.
Yep. Okay.
If you need me to talk to her, I can talk to her. I'm old. I'm wily. I know these things.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Appreciate it.
You are clearly not American-born. Where are you from in Australia?
Perth, Western Australia. So West Coast.
Yep. Okay. I've never been there. Adam Hill, my partner, has been to Australia for UFC events, for MMA fights.
Okay. Yeah.
So, Adam, you're the Australian expert. Go ahead.
Not Perth, though. I'm a Melbourne guy.
Melbourne, yeah, nice.
Is it nice? Is it better? Vibe. Is it better than Perth?
I mean, can't really say that. You know, I'm a Perth boy, so I got to vouch for Perth, but I think Melbourne's better if you want to do some city stuff, you know, see a lot of people. Perth's really, you know, you want to chill out and get to some nice beaches, you know what I mean? That's more Perth. Melbourne's more like busy, you know, a lot of people from different cultures, you know, it's more like a real city vibe. But Perth's just like a chill, you know, relaxed, spread out kind of, you know, along the coastline. So I'll go with Perth, to be honest.
Adam, you didn't like Melbourne because it seemed like too much like a Midwest U.S. city. Like, it was all chains and stuff, right?
Yeah, like you're saying, it was just a city. And I want, like, when I went to Australia, I wanted, like, an Australian experience. Like, a prototypical American, obnoxious, hey, I want to see Australia. And I'm like, this is just a normal city. It's a very cool place, but it's like being in America.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Sure.
Definitely different.
Jonah Antonio's here with us. You have a decent knowledge of Australian basketball history when it comes to guys who come over and played in the U.S.?
Yeah, pretty well. I think I know a lot of, you know, mentioned a few names I should be able to know.
Yeah. Well, you tell me, who do you idolize now who's playing in the NBA or has played in the NBA?
Well, I like John Ingles, you know, a lot. I think he plays the right way. He's kind of slow, but, you know, he picks his spots. He's a really good passer. And he's a really good shooter, you know, and he's doing really well right now. I like Patty Mills' game a lot. Dellavedova, he's more like a tough kind of scrapper, you know, little guy, but he's also a good player. But yeah, probably those three.
Who's the greatest Australian basketball player in history?
Good question.
I saw you pay homage, and I don't think he's the greatest because he didn't. It's not like he excelled in the NBA, but maybe one of the first guys who really blew up. I saw when you sent out your interest in Seton Hall, I saw a picture of Andrew Gaze. I assume you did that on purpose.
Yeah, I did it on purpose. He, you know, obviously he had a great run there. I'd say, I mean, you could say Luke Longley because he has the most rings.
Sure.
Andrew Gaze, he had a great career in the NBL, you know, overseas, didn't really do much. He came to the NBA kind of late. You know, he was a little bit older. If he came over a little bit younger, I think it'd be a little bit different story. But, I mean, I don't know. You got to go with Gazy, you know, Bogut. And then Ben Simmons, you know, he's coming up. He's more of an American, Australian, but, you know, him as well. He's coming up. He's going to be really good.
Yeah, that's a good point. And we're talking to Jonah Antonio, who's UNLV's first commit under Coach Ott's. How is Simmons viewed? Is he sort of viewed as an Aussie hero?
Honestly, to me, I don't know about others, but to me, I kind of look at him as more of an American. You know what I mean? His dad's American. He's been over here forever. I don't know, but he claims Australia. It seems like, and he, you know, he's all in for it. So I mean, I'm not too sure that he's not that much older than me. You know what I mean? So I don't really
right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You know? Can't really. Whatever. You know what I mean?
Jonah, you're the second person that I've seen put out a quote, basically saying Coach Ott's is one of the best people you've ever met. Is he telling you guys to say this?
No, absolutely not. He, I mean, anything that Coach Ott's says is going to be true. And he's not. I mean, he's not the type of guy to tell. Make sure you get on the radio and, you know, say this, blah blah blah. He just says, look, man, you be you, do your thing. You know, whatever. You know, that's the kind of guy he is. You know, he's just he's an awesome guy, man. He's an awesome guy.
I think it means something because, you know, I try to get my partner to say the same thing about me every day. He will not do it. So
no,
he will not say I'm a great guy. Here's a question I've always wanted to ask commits, especially now in the Twitter era. Does it matter when there's high volume tweets from a fan base coming at you saying, hey, come to our school? Does that matter?
You know, it's nice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I don't think that influences anyone's decision. You know what I mean? If it does, then you're going to school for the wrong reasons. You know what I mean?
Everyone likes to feel like, hey, I'm getting some love here, and you know, this fan base in particular is really fired up.
Definitely. And the thing is, UNLV, the fans, they're unbelievable on Twitter, for sure. That's all I know right now. They've been blowing me up, you know, and I appreciate them. It looks like they're really excited for Coach Austin, you know, just the kind of era of UNLV basketball. And, you know, and they deserve a lot, you know what I mean? They have a rich history, you know, as you guys already know all this stuff, so really rich history, you know, and they want to win. They want tough schedules. They want to play the good teams, and so they deserve that, you know what I mean? And I think Coach Austin's going to bring it.
We asked you about what you know about Las Vegas, but, you know, and now you mentioned the UNLV history, but how much do you really, you know, get, it was before you were born that their actual, like, rich history came. So how much is that, you know, part of what you knew about basketball growing up?
Basketball growing up, I didn't play basketball growing up. I played footy, okay. AFL. So I started basketball pretty late, probably like 13. The history is what I've read. You know what I mean? I can't say I know much about it. I've just read about it. You know what I'm saying? I know in recent years they've got really good recruits, some five stars, all Americans, et cetera, et cetera. But yeah, I don't know. I can't say I saw it, you know, I watched it or anything. I just know from the numbers and, you know, reading that they have great history, you know, and it's a great program.
What is footy? What do you say? Is that Australian rules football?
Footy. Yeah, it's AFL. Yeah, Australian Fools football.
Were you good?
Yeah, I was really good, but my old man said I can't play both. So kind of like basketball more.
Okay.
And just went with it.
Well, I'll tell you this about the UNLV fans. You found out that they will tell you like it is because you had a logo gaffe, didn't you? You made a mistake with the kind of the weird new logo that they put out, and they vanquished. You really heard it on that one, huh?
Yeah, they put it on my head for sure. So I had to change it up real quick. You know, I said, you know, yeah, sorry, fellas, messed up the logo. But I honestly had no idea. That one looked the newest, I guess. You know, so I just was like, bugger, I'll go with it. But yeah, they weren't happy with that for sure. So someone needs to get on that. Someone needs to get on that for sure.
Maybe you can be the one that makes that new logo cool, though.
I mean, I made the mistake, so, you know, future recruits will know. Don't post that logo. You know, just get it out there right now. You know, help them out a little bit, but maybe I could.
We'll let you out of here, but the most important question I take away from this is, which Hangover character are you most like, if that is what you know about Vegas?
So what's the good-looking one? Brad? What's his last name?
The Bradley Cooper?
Name?
Yeah.
Bradley Cooper. Let's say him.
Ooh,
say
him. Look at you!
There you
okay.
go.
Okay.
Let me say him. Hey,
coming
say
to Sin
him.
City with him. Some confidence. Excellent.
Yeah. Why not? Yeah.
All right, Jonah. Well, congrats. Good luck when you get here. I hope you enjoy your visit, and we'll see if you made a good choice down the road. I think you're going to enjoy it. Vegas is a very cool place to go to school.
Thank you. Cheers, folks.